Cool.
Take it away.
Cool. Howdy, y'all. I'm Danielle. It's nice to see you. Nice to meet you. And I'm super excited to talk to you about open neuroscience. And I'm really glad there's a lot of people here. I did not expect everybody to come because I know this is a developers conference. So I'm going to tell you first why you should care about open neuroscience. First point is that we all have brains, right? Any time I mention neuroscience, everybody gets really excited because we do have brains, and that is essentially what we are, the integration between our brain and our body. But the issue is oftentimes our brains don't work the way we'd like them to, right? Raise your hand if you or somebody you know has ever struggled with mental health, neurological, or psychiatric conditions. Right. Everybody's crazy and sad. And this is not unique, right? Neurological and neuropsychiatric conditions are one of the greatest contributions to the global disease burdens, right? If we think about the fact that 28% of the global disease burden is neurological and neuropsychiatric, that's including communicable diseases, which spread like wildfire. We all had COVID. And so we understand the importance of better neuroscience means better health. But more than that, why am I presenting this to you? You may get that implicitly, but I also think there is a long and storied history of neuroscience and computing. And so we have been learning from each other and influencing one another since the inception of our fields. And to exemplify this, I have two people up there. Everybody probably knows who John von Neumann is, hooray. But Raphael Lorente Denault was a very close collaborator with John von Neumann, and he was a colleague of Ramon y Cajal. Out of curiosity, how many of you here do any form of neuro stuff? More than I thought! And so, you will know Ramon y Cajal is the one who is responsible for any time you've seen a picture of a neuron, and it's in black and white, probably him. And so, not only were they delving into the structure of neurons to understand how they functioned, this was seminal to the work of computing for how do we communicate information. And so you have interactions between Raphael Lorente Denault, who is understanding how electricity communicates information through the structure of neurons, with John von Neumann coming together at these conferences on complex systems and biosciences. And this continuing trend of neuroscience and computers have continued to influence them, right? Fast forward a little bit, you get Frank Rosenblatt and the perceptron, right? Based on neural networks, literally how neurons communicate with one another. And so here we are today. But not only have they continued to learn from each other since the inception of our fields, now in our kind of open neuroscience focus, we continue to learn from computing science how we can make neuroscience more applicable. And so we've all talked about the reproducibility crisis. I'm not going to spend too much time on it, but we can say that having open source technology, sharing your code, sharing data, and other techniques that I'll talk to you about today are ways that we can improve the quality of neuroscience and therefore hopefully improve the quality of health for all of us. But another reason